You're listening to SBS News.
Debbie Kilroy from advocacy group Sisters Inside started a crowdfunding page on the 6th of January with the aim of helping 100 people repay their fines. But after the $120,000 goal was reached in just 2 days, thanks to more than the 2,500 donors from around the world, her sights are set on helping many more people. The Fines, Penalties and Infringement Notices Enforcement Act in Western Australia often sees people jailed for unpaid fines. Ms. Kilroy says the majority of those people are Indigenous mothers. She's told NITV they'll benefit from the crowdfunding donations.
The increasing numbers of Aboriginal women, Aboriginal mothers that are incarcerated across this country is shameful, and they are the fastest group within the women's prison population. So that is why that I have targeted Aboriginal mothers, because I think it's a disgrace, a national disgrace of how we treat our First Nations mothers.
The fundraiser was launched after Perth actor Reuben Yorkshire was arrested for unpaid fines and ordered to spend 6 days in custody to clear $1,700 in debt. He was released 5 days later after an anonymous donor paid off his diminished debt of $638. Mr. Yorkshire told NITV he found himself in Perth's Hakea prison shortly after he was arrested.
Oh, it's just ridiculous. Oh, you know, it's, I didn't even go to court. I didn't even, you know, they're just straight there. I didn't care.
On the day that he was arrested, Mr. Yorkshire was on his way to a beach to meet his biological father for the first time. Police were called to the area after reports of a disturbance, allegedly involving Mr. Yorkshire and a friend. When police arrived and asked for Mr. Yorkshire's name, the police database revealed he had outstanding warrants for unpaid fines. He describes his side of the story.
They pulled up on me. They said, I have warrants for fines. And I was like, I can easily go to court and organise that. But no, it's already been processed. You have to come with us, come to the watch house. They give me 2 phone calls, my friend, my mum. If I couldn't come up with that money, or they couldn't come up with that money, I go straight to Hakea. And that's what happened.
The West Australian government has repeatedly promised to reform the Fines, Penalties and Infringement Notices Enforcement Act. Renewed calls for its scrapping came after the 2014 death in custody of an Indigenous woman known as Miss Dew, who had been jailed for unpaid fines. A coronial inquest into her death recommended jail for fines laws be abolished. Jerry Georgiadis is the project coordinator at the National Indigenous Critical Response Service. He's told NITV it's time for Western Australia's Attorney General, John Quigley, to act.
The onus is on the Attorney General, who has promised to take before Parliament and the resumption of Parliament amendments to the Fines Enforcement Act to put an end to the issuing of warrants to jail people for fine default.
A spokesperson for Mr. Quigley says the Attorney General hopes to introduce reforms in the first half of 2019. Madeline Heyman-Reba, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.